New jobless numbers are coming out on Friday. Economists are expecting a slight increase in the unemployment rate. Among those unemployed, commentator Bruce Farr, like his father before him.
My father was laid off in 1976 when he was 52 years old. The textile factory where he had worked for 35 years as a loom fixer had struggled and been bought out. Many generations in our small New England town had worked in the faded brick mill. Its closing ushered in a slow, steady decline that seemed to squeeze the community dry of its self-respect. My dad's job had been backbreaking and grimy, but he was proud of what he did for a living. Weeks of job searching turned into months. Finally, with the bills and worries piling up, he took a low-paying job as a janitor at the nearby state university where I was a student. As I sat between classes in the student union drinking coffee with my pals, I'd see my father across the rows of noisy tables, pushing a laundry cart piled high with dirty sheets and towels. We caught each other's eye and smiled awkwardly. I couldn't help feeling a mixture of embarrassment and pity for his situation. As time went on, we tried to make the best of it. Sometimes Dad would even join us on his break to share a couple of his famously lame jokes. I know my dad saw the job, however lowly, as his only chance to build a small nest egg for his retirement, so that he and my mother could enjoy a modicum of respectability in their golden years. And he stuck it out, working at the college until he was 65, long after I had graduated and moved away to begin my own career. For 26 years, my father's misfortune lingered in my mind. I got married and started a family. The growing responsibilities filled me with an unreasonable dread of ever being out of work. So it seemed ironic when, a few weeks ago, at 52, I was let go from my job as a marketing manager. After I got over the initial shock, I asked myself if, somehow, my terrible fear of being laid off had caused it to happen. My father has been dead for 5 years, but lately he's become a frequent presence as I go about my new job-seeking tasks. I see him scratch his head as I try to embellish my resume with the appropriate key words that will save it from being electronically rejected before it's seen by a single human eye. He's listening when I network, network, network. And he's nodding in approval when, in frustration, I resort to scouring the help-wanted ads in the local newspaper. I think I finally realized what it meant to my dad to be out of a job at an age when it's not easy to find another one. But what I can't come to grips with is how he settled for so much less than he deserved through all those years. There's a lot to admire in his resolve, but just as clearly, I can see that he paid a dear price for expecting too little of himself. Right now, I'm trying hard not to settle like he did.
Bruce Farr lives in Scottsdale, Arizona.